Do you recall your school days in junior high? That's when school dances, sports events, and getting on social media became part of the norm. For the most part, the only important commitment we had was to maintain good grades. Our classmates were probably people we'd already known since kindergarten, but I'm sure we've all met some new individuals along the way. Some of those we came into contact with weren't quite who we expected them to be. I'm your host, MC, and this is episode 8 of the MC Horror Podcast. This happened like 2 years ago. It might not be that bad, but I still get nightmares about it. I was in the 8th grade at that time, and I go to this big public school near my house. It was my first day and all, so the teacher assigned me to sit next to a boy who looked nice and outgoing. Let's call him Dan. So I took a seat there, and he was chatty, asking me about my name, age, and so on. He was really friendly and normal. After a few days of sitting next to him, I felt these bad vibes around him, but I never really gave it that much thought. Then after 2 months of sitting next to him, he was trying all sorts of things to get closer to me, and I was uncomfortable with his actions, but I didn't confront him. I know, I was naive and not good with confrontations. But John, my guy friend, was assigned to sit next to us. Now I'm sitting in the middle of Dan and John. So they grew close, and I had no problems with that. Then John was going to eat lunch with us when he brought Dan with him. I was surprised that Dan was now tagging along with us, which he never did before. But I never paid attention to it, so Dan took a seat not next to John, but next to me. I was a little confused, but as a naive 14-year-old girl, I brushed it off. That's when things got a little creepy. He started moving closer to me like he was trying to let our bodies touch. As a Catholic girl, I was told to stay my distance from boys. So I moved a little away from him, but that did not stop him. He kept inching closer and closer. That's when my friend told me she needed assistance in the bathroom and that I should go with her. I frantically accepted it. It was clear my friend noticed how creepy he was. But I still didn't do anything about it. I thought maybe he was just having a crush on me or something, but I kept my distance from him, and that's when he started to really get creepy. One day I had gotten very sick and couldn't go to school, so I stayed home and just watched some TV. I also checked my Facebook, and that's when I saw it. Dan has sent me a friend request, in which I never accepted, and also some message requests. I was curious, so I opened it. There were hundreds of messages from him. He was asking why I was not at school and what happened to me. He was also getting mad and cursing at me. He also said that I was a B-word for ignoring his messages. All those messages were sent on the same day. I felt sick to my stomach. I have never experienced this before. I didn't tell my parents because I was scared that they wouldn't allow me to go with my friends anymore. I was stupid. Sorry. That night, I was still pretty shaken up by what he did. I received another message from him, and that message still haunts me to this day. Hey, I hear you were sick. Sorry for getting mad at you. I just thought you were avoiding me. So feel better and drink your medicine. I know you haven't eaten dinner yet, so please eat dinner so you can feel better. Then I can see you again at school. That sent chills all over my body because I hadn't told anyone I was sick, and my parents didn't tell anyone either, not even my own teacher. And the fact that he knew I hadn't eaten dinner yet was so weird because it was 11 p.m. and people usually eat around 8. I suddenly felt like I was being watched, so I closed my curtains. I still didn't tell my parents because I was making myself believe that maybe that was just a coincidence. I got better and was on my way to school. I didn't want to sit next to him anymore, but that wasn't an option because my teacher was pretty strict when it came to the seating arrangement. I was walking to school when I saw him walking behind me. A sick feeling came to my stomach again. I just fastened my pace, and he did the same. I was so scared, but finally I reached the school entrance and ran. I saw my friend and told her everything. She advised me to stay away from him, and I did. But that did not stop him. That's when Valentine's Day arrived. Our school made a big deal about this day, so they canceled all classes but still asked us to go to school and made us wear red clothes. I just wore black jeans and a red plaid shirt. Nothing really fancy, but then I got a message from him asking if he could take a picture of me and print it so he can watch it while he falls asleep. He sent it with a winky face. I didn't know what he meant, so I just ignored him again. I was so weirded out that I reported him to our teacher, but they didn't do anything. So my friends just made sure that he stays away from me. When a guy gave me chocolates and flowers because he liked me, Dan threw angry glares at me, but I ignored him again. So when I was on my way to our classroom to get my bag because I left it there, I saw Dan sitting there. His face was blank. We were both alone in the classroom because our classmates were busy at the gymnasium. I was so scared, but I put on a brave face and walked to my bag. He saw me and screamed, "You're no good like your mother. Why won't you like me back? God wants us to be together." I was so scared that I froze in my spot. He was looking at me, and I was feeling like I was going to die. But he stormed off, and I was relieved. I left after that and cried in front of my friends. That was the last straw. I told my parents, and they reported him. But the school just said they were going to talk to him, which they never did because he didn't show up at class the next day. We heard he quit school and was working at a small convenience store nearby. But that's not the end. He made a fake account with his name, but his picture was me. He sent me another message. A screenshot of his phone and the wallpaper was me. But the picture that he sent me was not familiar to me. I never took that picture. It was shot from my window while I was sitting in my bed studying. He captioned it with, "I hope to lay next to your bed." I was really freaked out that I cried. I told my mom about it, but she told me to just block it because we were going to move out of that town in a few weeks. So I did. But he couldn't take the message. A year after the incident, I was now in the 9th grade, but we didn't move because there was a problem in the new house. That's when he created another fake account with my friend's John name and picture on it. I accepted it because John was talking about creating a new Facebook profile about a week ago, so I assumed that was him. Now Dan, who was pretending to be John, messaged me and said, "I just want to explain. I dropped out of school because of you. I told my parents that we broke up and that I couldn't stand seeing you. I'm also sorry for shouting at you that day. But I want us to be together, to have lovely children. If you can't like me back, it's fine to me. Just don't block me again because I think I would kill myself if you do that. Okay? Love you." I was confused at first because I thought John was messaging me. But then it sank in. This was Dan. I immediately got sick to my stomach that I vomited in my toilet. I was so scared of what my next move would be. Because if I block him, he could actually kill himself based on his mental state. Instead of blocking him, I asked my parents to reach out to his parents. They did. His parents were so embarrassed. They apologized to us through text, of course. I heard he was now at a mental facility getting the help he needs. As for me, well, we moved out and I cut all my connections with Dan. I started a new life. Now I take caution as to who my friends are. If you or anyone you know have a horror story that you'd like to be narrated on here, please fill out the form that's linked in the description below. There are also links to the music used, as well as if you want to submit some feedback to help improve your listening experience. My friends, horror is all around us. We just try our best to avoid it. Once again, I'm your host, MC, signing out. Thanks for taking the time to check out the MC Horror Podcast. Have a great night.